For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Emma Isaac. I'm here with Ariel Jackson, the Executive Director of Community Food Basket Idaho Falls. How are you today, Ariel?
I'm great. How are you doing, Emma?
I'm doing awesome. So you work for Community Food Basket in Idaho Falls. And first, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
You know, I have been with the organization for about 3 years now. Prior to that, I was with another nonprofit food organization for 6 years. And I came to be in this position because I, quite honestly, used to be a participant. So about 10 years ago, I was a newly divorced single mom with three little kids under the age of five. And I was trying to go to college online to kind of get us out of that low-income hole that we were in, where we were using all kinds of assistance and needing all kinds of help. And while I was going to college, I discovered that I needed the assistance of the food basket. And they were wonderful people there. They were non-judgmental and very nice to my family and I. And I just realized at that time that this was what I wanted to do. I graduated definitely in something else, but this was where my passion was. And so from the time I've graduated from college, this is all I've done is nonprofit work in emergency food.
That is an incredible story. What's your role now as the executive director?
So I get to oversee kind of the bringing in of all the food, how we spend our donations, working with donors and volunteers in the community, and just making sure that we have all the resources that we need to meet the needs of the community.
So I'm curious, can you tell me a little bit about Community Food Basket Idaho Falls and really how it got started in the first place?
So Community Food Basket Idaho Falls actually started out as the Idaho Falls Community Food Bank 40 years ago. We've been around for more than 40 years now. And it started with some little church ladies who were stashing food under their desks for some of their congregation that were in need. And it's grown from there. We've been through about three buildings, and we've grown to be now the second largest food pantry in Idaho. So from handing canned food out under your desk at the church to serving more than 1,100 families a month, that's kind of how we've grown up. And the cool thing about Community Food Basket is that our board encompasses eight different churches, so eight different faiths in Idaho Falls. Almost every faith is represented on our board. And so it's a cool thing to watch all of these different faith-based communities come together with one goal, and that's to feed people. And we do it together, and we do it really well.
That is so interesting. Can you tell me, you know, you'd mentioned how you help feed people and give meals. How does this exactly benefit the community?
We provide emergency food, and right now we're able to provide at least a week's worth of food for a family of four. That's kind of our standard. So each family that comes to visit us is leaving with more than 100 pounds of food. And that includes shelf-stable food, frozen meat, fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, dairy products, bread, just kind of a really nutritious. We had a nutritionist put our menu together so we can make sure that we're meeting people's floor needs during the day. And our emergency food resource is meant to get you through a crisis. So let's say your car breaks down and you have to use your rent money to fix your car. Well, now you still have to buy, you have to use your food money to pay rent. So now you still need food. We can get you through that crisis. And that's really what we're here for, is to get people through some sort of unanticipated setback and to get them back on track to where they're doing well. And that's kind of how we benefit people, as we get them through that hurdle. We relieve some stress in their minds as to what am I going to feed my family tonight. We relieve that, and that frees up room in their mind to go, okay, now how am I going to get to work tomorrow? How am I going to get my kids to school? It just frees up that little bit of space to deal with the next challenge.
You know, this sounds like a great organization, and I'm sure you require a lot of volunteers. How can people get involved?
So we actually have a core of about 300 volunteers. We have a whole four staff. And we are always looking for volunteers. Volunteers are our lifeblood. They're the only way that we can do what we do. And so we have lots of volunteer opportunities. One is to set up what we call a sorting party, which is where you bring a group of your friends, you come to our warehouse and you help us sort the food donations that come in. So we put vegetables with vegetables, fruit with fruit, and that's how we determine how much we can give to each family. We also have a group of volunteers that come in Monday through Friday in the mornings and help us go through all of our rescued food. So we travel to every grocery store in town and pick up their day old, and we bring it back to our distribution center. We get rid of, you know, what isn't ideal and keep everything that's still edible, and we prepare it to give out for the day. So we have volunteers that help us do that. And then we have volunteers that help us distribute the food in the afternoons, Monday through Friday. So there's three different kind of hands-on volunteer opportunities. And also a great one is to host a food drive. If you don't think you have time to volunteer at one of our buildings, get your friends together, get your business together, and host a food drive. We love food, so we'll take any kind of food we can get.
Wow, those are some great opportunities. Where can people find more information and really sign up to be a volunteer?
So we tell people to visit our website. It is feedidahofalls.org. And it's got all of our phone numbers listed on it. You just call our office and let us know when you're available, and we'll plug you into a need that we have. It's really easy.
So I'm sure you take donations as well. That's kind of an essential part of every nonprofit.
Oh, absolutely.
but I'm curious, when people donate, how is that donation spent?
So a cool thing that we track every year at the food basket is how we spend our dollar. So for every $1 donated to Community Food Basket, we can turn it into $4.80 worth of food. And we do that through a couple of different ways. Number one, we're a nonprofit, so we don't pay sales tax. The other thing is we have such a great relationship with our grocery stores, our local vendors in town, that we buy in bulk. So we'll buy a pallet of cereal, let's say, and so that grocery store will make room on their truck so we don't have to pay freight, and then they sell it to us at cost. And so our greatest example is that we bought a pallet of macaroni and cheese a couple of years ago for 3 cents a box. And I don't know of anyone that has gotten that deal before or since, but we are able to take every $1 and turn it into almost $5 worth of food.
That is incredible. Is there anything else that you would like listeners to know about Community Food Basket Idaho Falls?
You know, we like to tell anyone that may be in need to come visit us. If you can't get in during our normal distribution hours, give us a call and we'll make arrangements for you to come. We really, you know, we're sourcing this food from local donations and from grocery stores, and they're giving it to us to give to someone who can use it. And so that's really what we want to do. And also, if you're interested in volunteering, give us a call. We'll put you to work.
Well, thank you so much, Ariel, for answering a few of my questions about Community Food Basket Idaho Falls.
Thanks for having me.